The sheriff disappeared. He drove in a doomed Corvette. Helen was in the passenger seat, eating melon and spitting out the seeds, feeling happy to be alone, but still turning a saxophone as cold as stone, kinda like. What the apocalypse will look like. Tornado with human eyes. Poison bird baths and torrents of chemical rain, like the heads of state hyperventilating in clouds of methane. Sundown on the human heart. And this is what the apocalypse will sound like. But it'll be loud as a mushroom cloud. It'll sound like Final Jeopardy, but somehow be ghostly like a glockenspiel, like the testing of bombs or the tapping of stiletto heels. It'll sound like jazz, 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 jazz on the auto. Make a distinction between death and extinction. They stopped off at a place called Hamburger Heaven to grab a bite to eat, but Helen had no appetite. She just drank a 7-Up while the sheriff tapped his coffee cup to a distant beat, kinda like. It won't look like those old frescoes, man, I don't think so. There'll be no angels with swords, man, I don't think so. No jubilant beings in the sky above, man, I don't think so. And it won't look like those old movies, neither. There'll be no drag racing through the bombed out streets, neither. No shareholders will be orbiting the earth, man, neither. It'll be hard to recognize each other through our oxygen masks. The successful sons of businessmen will set their desks on fire while five-star generals of the free world weep in the oil-choked tide. It won't somebody else's wife, the heiress of Texas oil. What is freedom, he thought? Is it to be empty of desire? Is it to find everything I've lost or have been in search of? Or is it to return to the things to which there's